excuse me. Isaac's parent tells Zion in Hilchos Shari Bo Satuma. Ram is continuing investigating the areas of Suffolk Durabanans by Tuma. And specifically, this parak focuses primarily on the issue of Suffolk in different domains regarding Tuma. So why did the Chacham come along and say that if there's a question about the about Tuma inside a public domain, that it's Tahor? Because we know the halacha is that for the Korban Pesach, that if, let's say, most of Bnei Israel are Tamei, they're able to go ahead and perform the Korban Pesach. So if Tumah that's clear, meaning it's obvious Tumah, their definite Tumah, is able to push that away, right? So to even more so to apply to a question by Tumah, because all these doubts are Durabanan in origin. However, we go to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we see that in the case of Suffolk, in the case of a question, that whether it's Tameh or not, it's Machmir, we are Tameh. Why? Shari Sota Shin Nistara, because the case of a woman who's a Sota that enters into a private area with another person, Afi Shadavar Safek, even though it's a question mark, Hari Hitzmeela Baila Achadishta. She's Tameh to her husband until she drinks. Halacha Beizu Kushim Shasota Ubala Shaim Kach Safek Tuma Bashaim. So too, what do you call it? That there's two people, so to speak, involved in the case of Sota, the woman and the person she sleeps with, or just suspect of sleeping with. So too, when it comes to Tumah, there's two. Right? But if there are three in Rosh Hashanah, so then if there's, what do you call it, three people in this private area, so in such a situation like that, then the Suffolk Tumah would be Nekel and would be Tahor. But then I'm wondering, Kishai Azesh and Nitma B'Suffolk, Yeshbo Das Lishav Lidrosh Yemenu, Ma'iru Lo Kisota. So it only applies to a situation where the person who we suspect of possibly, it's again a question mark of becoming Tamei, so he's able to go ahead and ask and figure out and review and investigate, just like the case of Sota. But let's say it's the classic lack of examples of someone who's a deaf mute or mentally incompetent or a minor, that doesn't know how to really investigate and answer if they're asked about the circumstances and the situation. In such a case, then the suffix are. So Ketza, what's an example? Let's say, for instance, you find a deaf mute inside in a situation where they're not able to go ahead and answer questions that they're asked about. Let's say they're found in the courtyard. Right, and there is Tumah there. If a suffix nago, a suffix nago, and there's a question whether or not this individual touched it, then are they Tahor, and they're Tahor. So of course, in situations where a person doesn't have the ability to ask, even though the suffix emerged in a private domain, sfeik otahor, the suffix we are making only say it's tahor. Let's say a person who's blind, a person who's sleeping, or a person who's walking outside at night, sfeikam rishosha yachid tameh. So in a question mark by tuma, we are machmer meishish bo das lishal, because those people do have the ability to ask. Right, when we say that a person is what it called that doesn't have the ability to ask, when we say there's suffix in situation suffix tumat tahor b'shayadavar shakol vein sham chazaka. So that's in a situation where what it called shakol. Excuse me, the matter is like equally weighted, and there is no way, there's no clear way to know to make an assumption one way or the other. About imayadavar yadua shecheskas hashem b'tuma. Let's assume it's something where there's a good assumption to say that it's being tamei, then I raise a tamei. So, okay, so what's an example? Tinok tamei. Let's say I have a baby that's tamei. Shenimsa betzava isa. Let's say it's found next to some dough. The butzak biado, and there's some dough in his hand. Harisa tamei. We're going to assume the overall dough is tamei. Shederach tinok utapea, because we're going to say the baby will pat down the dough. Bekachi cheskaso. That is the assumption. Vein sorfen achazak azu. However, if this isa was truma, we would not burn it based on this assumption. Okay, but let's say you have liquids that are tame alongside dough that is tahor, which is truma, and you have, let's say, domesticated animals or chickens inside the house, and you find teeth marks in dough. So we can assume the animal drank some of the impure liquids and then bit the dough and never made a tame. Let's assume there was a cow there. And let's say between the liquids that are tame and the dough, there's a space enough for the cow to wipe its tongue. Then array batei tara, the doe is tara. Vashar kol behema by all the animals kadesha to nugiv espia. All animals is enough for them to go ahead and what do you call it? dry their mouths with their tongue. Pachus is batei tama, but more less than this, the doe is tama. Vemia kelev, if it's a dog, I feel how you mashkin mitzad batei. Even if the liquids are next to the dough, the tummy liquids are next to the tahor dough, then erase the tahor. Chain darach shakel and niach mazon leach lo alamayim, because it's not the way of a dog to go ahead and leave the food and go to water. Nimsa v'batzek nikira satar nagolim. Let's say you find evidence of chickens pecking at the dough. Imesh bal mashkin, if there is again the liquids, v'batzek kadesh yinagvu espn. Let's assume there's enough space between the liquid and the dough for them to go ahead and dry their mouths, ba'aretz on the ground, then a batzek is tar, the dough remains tar. V'mlav, if not, tameh. Why? She'ches chasun she'shasu. We're going to assume they drank the tameh liquid, the nikru batzek, and then they pecked at the dough, but mashkin she'vipiyam, with the liquid that's in their mouth. Medvar morin, when does this apply? V'shal yu mashkin slulin, right? It's only when the water is clear enough, she'vivoa sholtinok nikaris behen, that I can see the shadow of a child in it. Aval ahurim, but if it's dirty water, a batzek tahor, then it's tahor. She'ilu nikru b'mashkin, because if the, what do you call it, the chickens had actually pecked the liquids, hayamakom mashkin nikru b'batzek, then I would see that liquid area in the dough. It would be evidence. Ima yitzulin, but if it's clear, avi shebatzek b'chesas tuma, even though we can assume the dough is tame, ain't sofer nachazakazu al tolan. We don't burn the truma in this such a situation. Rather, we don't eat it, but nor do we burn it. We keep it in a suspended state. Halacha hey, 1 second, sorry. Okay, now what's the situation of an assumption where we would, because of the chazaka, we would burn the davar safek in Rishos Yachin, in a private domain. Isa v'bayis, let's say I have dough inside the house, u'shratzim v'sfardayim metaplin sham, and let's say there are, let's say a sheretz or a frog, what it called, becomes stuck in it. V'nimtzu chatichos mibisarim be'isa, and we find pieces of it, of this flesh inside the dough. Imrov ha'metaplim shratzim, if most of the animals in there were was a sheretz, isa t'meh v'tzarek. Then we assume the dough is tamei and we burn it. Ima rov tzvardayim. But let's say most of them are frogs. Then tahara, we say the dough remains tahara. Halacha vav hayutzmeos b'taros b'tzido olamala menu. Let's assume there are things that are tamei and tahara next to. Let's say there's something that's tamei and there are tahara and there's something tahara either next to it or above it. Minisate b'taliso, and he covers what do you call it? He covers himself with this garment. The stuff in the go, something to go. And now there's this question: when he touched it or not? At the time of covering his head, if this all takes place in a private domain, meaning at the time that he covered himself with the clothing was inside a private domain, we say it's suffik is tama. Because a suffik that a question mark of tama that comes up happens to a person, so we ask on it, even by what do you call it? You can investigate it even by a kli, a vessel that's on the ground. Because that's like someone who can investigate and find out. But if it's in a public domain, then we say the suffix tar. But if it's impossible, what do you call it, that the garment didn't touch at least one of them, then sveiko tame. Then we say in such a case, the suffix would be machir and tame. Let's say I have a loaf of bread that's shuma. Let's say it's on a board. And someone who had become tame from a zub is underneath it. And it's impossible for the bread to fall without touching that which is supporting it. So even though it is, what do you call it? The support area is at an angle. And now I find the loaf of bread somewhere else. It remains tar. Someone came along. He took it and put it somewhere else. But let's say the guy says, I know for sure no one came to do this. Then Tomei, we say Tomei Shabbat enough of an Alga Medrash Kajafa. We'll say when the kikar, when the loaf of bread fell down, it touched the Tomei Medrash, and there when it fell onto the ground. Let's say a child is found standing next to a cemetery, Vashoshanim Yado, and he's holding roses. Afi Shein Sham Shoshanim, Elo Makam Atoma. So even though, what do you call it, there are only these roses are found normally placed at Tomei, Steiko Tahar, it's still, we say it's Tahar, Shema Achar Likatan. Nasamo, because maybe it could be that after someone else gathered them and gave them to the child. So to a donkey that stands in a cemetery, Kela Tahorin. So anything that's on him that he's carrying is Tahor. We don't say maybe it bent down and touched the grave, right? Because what do you call it? Because they don't have the ability to, so to speak, the child or the donkey to respond to questions. And then when we find them, we don't see them actually touching that which is tameh. And therefore, as the rule is, we can only judge tameh based on whatever we find in the situation. Let's say there's a child holding his father's hand. Or he's riding, on his father's shoulders. If it's a question mark in a private domain, it's tameh. Because the father could be asked about the status. So there are four situations of suffix that regarding tumah and children that the chacham weighed in on. Tinok sheinu yachol lahalik, right? Lahalik. Let's say a child cannot walk. Shenichaso imo, that his mother placed him down in one place. Uba matzaso kmo shehu mkomo, right? And then came back and found him. He's still in that same place. Tahor. We don't say that maybe someone who's tameh came along and kissed him. We don't assume that. Hitzchal tinok latzei so lahachnes. When the child is old enough that he's able to go and crawl from one area to another, right? Lahachnes begad of taharin, right? Or we would say that his clothes are tahar, right? That status stays there. Vein medrash kishar big yamaritz, and we don't say that medrash tumah applies to his clothing like the average unlearned Jew. Valfi shein taharin, even though they are taharin, eno sinal gavein taros. We don't therefore what do you call it? We don't bring them into contact with other things that are tahar. When he grows up and now has the wherewithal, the mental capacity to ask questions, then we say, and the question is suffek tamei and rishos yachid, it is machmer tamei. Das lishmar gufo. Let's say, and when he gets old enough to the point where he can watch his own body, ochlan al gufo taharos, then he can go ahead and eat the food that's tahar. Yodia lishmar yadav, when he can keep an eye on his hands, ochlan al gaban taharos, then we trust him to eat food that's tahar. Ketzad vote can also. So how do we check him out? So we put him into the mikvah, and we give him truma, we give him chulin, that's non-truma food, and tell him to treat it as if it's truma. Im yodel lishmar gufo, ochlin. If he's able to watch his body, then he's able to partake of it. Agav gufo, taharos. Im yodel lishmar yadav, ochlin agav taharos. And if he's able to guard his hands, he can go ahead and eat the food with his hands. That ends Parak Zayin, and we will continue with Parak Yud Zayin tomorrow.